You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, let's do this, everybody. Let's plate this thing on a Monday, January 4th, and a Tuesday, January 5th. The offseason is officially here. It is Black Monday, and it's Matt Derry on Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team indeed every day. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us as here we go. The Lions have numerous interviews planned and scheduled for both head coach and general manager. We'll tell you who they're talking to. All coming up on the program today as well. BetOnline.ag. Our friends at BetOnline.ag have the latest odds on who the Lions are going to hire as head coach. Not a surprise at all. We will tell you who's the leader in the clubhouse in Vegas from our friends at BetOnline.ag. Jeffrey Okuda spoke today. He used the D word. That would be dysfunction. Uh-oh. The rookie, unfettered, uncut, raw, whatever you want to say, Jeffrey Okuda. We'll tell you what he had to say. Final Pro Football Focus grades for Week 17 and the loss to the Vikings yesterday. Do we really have to talk about that game? But we'll tell you who played well, the top five offensive and defensive players. And Dave Softy Mahler, afternoon host, love listening to Softy on Seattle's KJR radio, 3 to 7 drive time in Seattle. He's sort of the Mike Valeni of Seattle. Softy's going to chime in on these rumors of John Schneider coming to Detroit. The report we told you about yesterday that Ian Rappaport reported that the Lions were going to go after Seattle's general manager, who has 1 year left in his contract. What does a Seattle insider, Softy Mahler, think about that? We'll have him on the program a little bit later on. Follow us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions, and as well, the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. Busy day, certainly, for the Lions today. As reports say, the team, and they've not confirmed it at least as of yet, but the team is interviewing Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy today via Zoom. Bieniemy also interviewing today for the Atlanta Falcons head coaching vacancy. Tomorrow, the Lions will talk to interim head coach Daryl Bevel and do a formal interview with Bev, as he's known, tomorrow. And Robert Saleh will be interviewed reportedly on Thursday by the Lions. The team is also expected to interview, according to reports, Arthur Smith, Titans head offensive coordinator next week, and Saints assistant head coach and former Lions tight end, Dan Campbell. The Saints, of course, are getting ready for their game against the Bears this week. The Titans are getting ready for their game with the Ravens this week. Saleh, wide open this week and wide open now for, you know, the 49ers season is over. Eric Bieniemy interviewing this week because the Chiefs have a bye. That is the latest on the head coaching search. As far as general managers go, remember, the Lions already have interviewed three in-house candidates, Kyle O'Brien, Lance Newmark, and Rob Lohman. They talked to ESPN NFL analyst Louis Riddick, former Texans GM Rick Smith, former Chiefs GM Scott Pioli, and ex-Falcons general manager Thomas Dimitroff. This week, according to Monday Morning Quarterback's Albert Breer, the Lions tomorrow will interview Saints assistant GM, and he's been there a long time, Terry Fontenot, who also is supposed to talk with the Falcons. Wednesday, the team is supposed to interview Rams college scouting director Brad Holmes on Holmes and Vikings assistant GM, 13 years alongside Rick Spielman, George Patton. Of course, Rick Spielman's brother, Chris, is now in the Lions front office. So certainly, Rick Spielman told his brother, you need to interview George. What about George? So George Patton, that's with one T, will interview on Wednesday along with Brad Holmes. And it's expected on Friday that the Lions will interview Jeff Ireland, who is the Saints college personnel director. Ireland was the former general manager years ago of the Miami Dolphins. So again, Bieniemy. Hold on, let me see if I can do this off the top of my head. Bieniemy, Bevel, Saleh, right? Dan Campbell and Arthur Smith for coach. And for GM, Fontenot, Holmes, Patton, and Ireland. There are other openings around the NFL for head coach. We knew this was coming. The Jets were going to fire Adam Gase, and they did. The Chargers fired Anthony Lynn today. And let's be honest, folks. The best job out there for head coach is the Charger job. They got a lot of money. They got a new stadium. It's Los Angeles. And Justin Herbert is your quarterback. And he's primed and ready to go and young and under team control for a very long time. Ryan O'Halloran, who writes for the Denver Post, said he spoke with a league source who said, in ranking the true general manager openings, not counting Washington or Carolina, that it would rank like this. Jacksonville 1, Atlanta 2, Houston 3, Detroit 4, and the Broncos now 5. John Elway has decided to step down as decision maker in personnel. So he's no longer the GM, but he will still be the president of football. But there's a poor ownership situation out there, and you got Elway lurking. So take that for what it's worth. I still think the Lions' general manager job is better than Houston, in my opinion, although Deshaun Watson's pretty good, but the Texans don't have a lot of money to spend. The Jacksonville job looked really good this morning until their owner, Shad Khan, reportedly is telling people he still wants to have final say on personnel decisions. Reports are out there today that Jacksonville wants Urban Meyer to be the head coach, but Urban wants $12 million a year to come out of retirement to coach the Jaguars. So we'll see. As far as all these names that I threw your way, I will continue to tell you that I'm still on board with HLN, hire Lewis now. I think Lewis Riddick would be fantastic, and you pair him with Robert Saleh, I think that would be a nice duo. Jeff Ireland, I could do without. I don't think he did a great job in Miami. Terry Fontenot, highly respected in New Orleans. That's a really good organization there. George Patton's done a good job in Minnesota. I still would love to see the Lions interview Ed Dodds, the Colts GM, but we haven't seen that name come up yet. I don't know really much about Brad Holmes, but I would get Saleh done first and then hire the GM. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, why would you do that? Well, I mean, that happens now a lot where the GM might not hire the coach. The coach might come first, but Robert Saleh to me is a home run and would do great. And I'd love to see him in Detroit. But this is a good list. Give the Lions credit. The last time they did this, they didn't interview anybody. They rushed the Quinn hire, and then Quinn rushed the Patricia hire. Now we're talking about 11 names already. O'Brien, Newmark, Lohman, Riddick, Smith, Pioli, Dimitroff, Fontenot, Holmes, Patton, Ireland. Keep going. Interview the best people. Interview a lot of people and see how they do. And then do a second round of interviews. I still would like to see the Lions interview Dwayne Joseph, one of the front office guys with the Bears, and Ed Dodds with the Colts. And I would love to see Scott Fitterer with the Seahawks. Now, there was the report yesterday about John Schneider. I'm still not buying that. And I'm doing some research on where that leak came from. How did Ian Rappaport get that information? I'm working on that. Whew. Wow, that's a lot. But we'll keep you posted on it. BetOnline.ag. Are you ready to bet on these games this weekend? There's some great matchups. 6 games. Then you got the national championship game on Monday night. If you're looking to get involved and you want to put some money down, there's only one place to go, and that is BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag. Use the promo code LOCKEDON, L-O-C-K-E-D-O-N, for your 50% welcome bonus, all right? NFL games of the week this week, six of them, the college national championship game, Bama and Ohio State. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. All right? You got to do it. You got to get involved. All right? BetOnline.ag. They are the best. They really are. They are the best. And we're going to tell you about their odds for the Lions head coach momentarily. What about this weekend? All right? With the games going on. Who's going to win the Super Bowl? BetOnline.ag. You can bet on the Chiefs. They are 2-1. Green Bay, 19-4. Buffalo, 7-1. Whatever you want to do, you got it. You can do it. All right? Awesome odds. A lot of fun. BetOnline.ag is the place to go. Promo code LOCKEDON. All right, I mentioned before about betonline.ag. These were weird odds, but I'm throwing them your way. The next head coaching odds for the Lions, Robert Saleh, 5-4 odds. That's pretty good. That's pretty close. Eric Bieniemy comes in second at 5-2. Here's number three, don't get mad. Jim Harbaugh, 6-1. Jimmy Harbaugh still hasn't signed his extension yet. Ooh. What is, like, Ward Manuel, the Michigan AD? Hey, Ward, the prom's over, man. You're standing in the parking lot in your tuxedo. Come on now. Get it done. Matt Eberflus, the Colts defensive coordinator, 15-2. Arthur Smith, 12-1. Brian Daboll, 12-1. Daryl Bevel, 12-1. Lincoln Riley, 12-1. Marvin Lewis, 12-1. That's another one I didn't even mention that the Lions have already interviewed for head coach. And the list goes on and on. Even Nick Saban on the list at 25-1. The Lions aren't hiring Nick Saban. But those are your odds for the next Lions head coach. Many people, Vegas thinks Robert Saleh at 5-4 is going to be the coach there. Whereas for the Texans, Eric Bieniemy comes in at 3-2. Falcons, Eric Bieniemy, 3-1. You know that the Chiefs offensive coordinator is going to get a look from somebody. He's done a whale of a job in that Chiefs offense. Is excellent. It is very, very good. So there you go for the latest odds from betonline.ag. All right, earlier today, the Lions had their locker clean out. Daryl Bevel spoke. Taylor Decker spoke, and he said, I'm going to find Rod Wood, and I have some things I want to say to him and tell him about this team. And he said, you know, he's going to tell Rod Wood that, you know, there's some people that should stay, and Matthew Stafford should, of course, be the guy, and all these things. And so many, many of the Lions did talk today. And that included Lions rookie Jeff Okuda. This from Kyle Meinke at MLive.com. Jeff Okuda says the Lions were dealing with dysfunction this season. Says players and coaches weren't always on the same page. Also said personality and scheme were issues. Some of the most revealing thoughts about how Detroit put the worst defense in team history on the field. End quote from Kyle Meinke. All right, number one, Jeffrey Okuda barely played this year. The rookie number three overall pick did not impress and struggled at times. But again, you're asking a rookie cornerback to have to really step up, pick up the slack without a real training camp, without real preseason games, without any preseason games. He was a disappointment. Calling him a bust is way too soon. He's going to be on this team moving forward. But he did not have a good year. But what I find interesting is this is the first time we've really heard from anybody. Daron Harmon didn't say it today. Taylor Decker didn't say it today. Others that were speaking today, the press, to the media, didn't say it. Okuda did. The Lions were dealing with dysfunction. And when you hear the word dysfunction and you hear that players and coaches weren't always on the same page and that it was personality and scheme were issues, that sucks. I'm not saying I like that Okuda said that. I have no problem with what he said. But what I'm saying is, how many times did we talk after 2019 about the Lions really needing to move on from Matt Patricia and how 2 years was enough for many of us to see that this wasn't working? The fact that Sheila Ford Hamp, Rod Wood, and they're getting their opportunity now to fix the problem. But they could have had a head start. This team finished 5-11. Did anybody really think that the Quinn, Trisha light was just going to come on and be very bright here in 2020? And, you know, the Bears back into the playoffs at 8-8. The Vikings had a disappointing 7-9 year. And here are the Lions sitting again, drafting at number 7, and winning 5 games again. And now their rookie cornerback, who's been in an NFL locker room for less than a year, for like 8 months, is saying, "Phew, we had dysfunction." Gosh, what an indictment of this franchise. And just such a disappointment. But you know what? There's not just dysfunction in that locker room. There's dysfunction in that front office. Somebody leaked that John Schneider story to Ian Rappaport. And I doubt it was Schneider, because Seattle doesn't do that. That's a culture problem. If that's still going on in Detroit, where somebody is leaking that story to Ian Rappaport about the Lions wanting John Schneider. Could be Schneider, but I doubt it. And I'm going to do more research, and I'm going to find out. That's just such a bad look. You know what else is bad? Jamie Collins' contract is guaranteed for next year. Desmond Trufant's contract is guaranteed for next year. There's a lot of money in a lot of players like that, and that's one of the reasons why the Lions' job might not be as enticing as Atlanta or Houston or Jacksonville, where they've got more money to spend and don't have dead money in below-average players. That's a problem. And again, that's on Bob Quinn. But, you know, the team only has 5 draft picks. Just something to think about. Something to throw out there. All right, final PFF grades for yesterday's game. And then we're going to talk to Softy in Seattle. We will do that coming up next. First, we got to tell you about our friends at Rock Auto. They're back. RockAuto.com. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible to stock up on all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and all that stuff at these auto parts stores when you can just go right to RockAuto.com from your home computer, your phone, whatever. Rock Auto is the best. It's a family-owned business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to the website, rockauto.com, and shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They've got everything from engine control modules to brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered right directly to your door at rockauto.com. And the best part about it, prices are low. And incredibly reliably low. And at the same time, it's for everybody, professionals or do-it-yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. All right, Softy is going to join us from KJR in Seattle. First, we promised you the grades, the PFF grades, for Lions-Vikings yesterday. Here are your top 5 performers on offense. Marvin Jones Jr., a 90. What a day he had. Matt Nelson, the backup tackle, 82.5. Adrian Peterson, 82.2. Quintez Cephas, 78. Odey Abushi, 73.6. Defense, Kevin Strong, 79.4. Romeo Okwara, 10 sack season, 73.2. Austin Bryant, 71.2. Will Harris, a 70.3. Wow. And Jared Davis, a 68.5. Well, let's dive a little bit more into this John Schneider situation. The best there is in Seattle Talking Sports, KJR Afternoon Drive host Dave Softy Mahler is my guest on the program today. What's up, Softy?
What's happening, pal? How are you? Happy New Year.
Good to hear your voice. Happy New Year, New Year to you, too. I loved your tweet yesterday morning. Certainly the Rappaport report that the Lions are going after John Schneider, and you immediately said, is this a story from The Onion? I loved it.
Yeah, it's, I mean, first of all, I guess my first reaction is, what, you know, without trying to be a smartass or be sarcastic, I mean, why would John Schneider want that job? I mean, there's going to be a ton of jobs open to the NFL. There always are. Right now, you got, what, I think 5 or 6 head coach openings in the NFL. Who knows how many owners would get rid of their GM to be able to hire John Schneider. If John Schneider really wants to leave Seattle and go rogue, which I'm not convinced he wants to do, why would he want to go work for the Lions? Why would he want to go work for that ownership group that has proven time and time and time again that they don't know what they're doing? I mean, the guy could probably, you know, have his pick of the litter, right? Any job he wants that come open, whatever power he wants, whatever salary he wants. You're talking about one of the premier, if not the premier, general manager in the NFL. So that was my first reaction. And then second of all, you know, look, I mean, apparently the rules changed back in May as far as what teams can deny and what they can't. But 2 years ago, the Green Bay Packers wanted to talk to John Schneider. John Schneider worked for Green Bay. He's from Wisconsin, played high school football in Wisconsin, for crying out loud. And I think John wanted to talk to Green Bay about the job. You know, why wouldn't he, for God's sakes? Right. I mean, it doesn't hurt to talk.
Sure.
And the Seahawks said no. You know, Paul Allen and the Seahawks said no, you can't do that. So if they could deny permission to John Schneider 2 years ago to talk to Green Bay, why would they allow it to happen this time? But apparently the rules now are fuzzy about, you know, who's got control and who's got power and blah, blah, blah. So, look, you know, I think in the end, if John Schneider really wanted to leave Seattle and had a desire to go out on his own, I think Jody Allen, who's now in charge of the Seahawks, would allow it to happen. I just don't know why John would take off for that gig.
Well, I think the argument can be made, right? That, and you tell me, you know better than me. It sounds like Schneider and Pete Carroll sort of share this role of personnel director and final say in decision-making, whereas here in Detroit, if he were to come here, to me, other than maybe the Ford family saying we're keeping Matthew Stafford because the ownership loves him, he's got the final say. Isn't final say something that he would want?
Yeah, I just think he's got, look, possibly, yes, if he's growing tired of sharing that responsibility with Pete Carroll. I don't know if he is, though. I mean, Pete Carroll and John Schneider have been joined at the hip since they showed up here in 2010. You know, keep in mind that Pete Carroll was already here, and then they hired John Schneider after Pete got the job, and they've talked about wanting to be famous, you know, wanting to be remembered as one of the great head coach GM duos in the history of the NFL, you know, kind of like Ron Wolf and Mike Holmgren were in Green Bay. But to be famous, you know, using their words, not mine, to kind of be legendary, to stand out, I think you got to win more than one title together. And so far, look, you know, winning the championship in 13, going back in 2014 was great, but it really doesn't separate them from anybody. There's been a lot of teams that have won one title, not a lot that have won two championships over the course of a decade and remade themselves the way the Ravens did, for example, going from that great defense in 2000 to, you know, Joe Flacco 13 years later, 14 years later. So I think that's the next step for John. And frankly, I don't know if John Schneider craves that kind of spotlight and that kind of power. I mean, you got to understand that in Seattle, he barely talks. You know, we're lucky to hear from John Schneider maybe once or twice a year. Pete Carroll's the guy that sits in front of the camera. Pete Carroll's the guy that sits at the microphone and addresses the media. So I think John kind of likes being in the background, because if he wanted to be in the forefront more, he definitely could do that whenever he wanted to, and he hasn't played that role. He goes to Detroit, he goes to any other team, and he's the general manager, and he's got total authority. He's spending way more time in the spotlight in those towns than he is here in Seattle. So I don't know, man. Matt, there's a part of me that thinks this is just a money play from John Schneider and a contract play. He's got one more year left, I believe, on his deal in Seattle. And I believe a lot of this is John Schneider just kind of tossing this stuff out there to make sure he's properly rewarded by the Seahawks.
Softy KJR 3-7 every day out in Seattle does a great job afternoon drive there, and is a legend out in Seattle. By the way, you look good, man. I saw the weight loss stuff lately. You're what's the secret? What's this 30-10 stuff? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, 30-10 weight loss for life. It's a plan that I was on about 5 years ago, and I like to say I went from a double D cup to an A cup with this weight loss plan. So I can finally see my toes for the first time since I was 14 years old. But now I appreciate that, man. And, you know, it's been crazy, obviously, with the pandemic and this quarantine 15 is a real deal. People sitting around their homes and they're bored out of their mind, and all they do is just start eating everything. So you got to fight that for sure. But, you know, look, I mean, the Seahawks have given us an outlet. You know, I can only imagine what it's like for Lion fans. I mean, I think Lion fans are some of the best fans in the country to still be showing up and supporting that football team with all the misery that you guys have gone through is amazing. But here we are in the middle of a freaking pandemic. You can't really do much of anything. And thank God the Seahawks are giving us a distraction, man, by going back to the playoffs and winning the West, and they're 12-4 and giving all of us something to look forward to on Saturday at 1:30 Pacific time. So it's about damn time the Lions start winning games, because I've always thought you guys had one of the more underrated fan bases in the NFL. I would not be critical of the fans in Detroit if you guys just said the hell with it and just stopped going to games, you know, not making a Super Bowl in 50-plus years. And what was the last time the Lions played for the NFL championship? Like the 1940s, 1930s, whatever it is? So
1957, my friend.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, kudos to you for still coming out and supporting that team. So I don't know. I mean, is that – look, I mean, Matt, I totally get what you're saying about the power and the authority. And, again, I'm not even convinced that that's something that's important to John Schneider. At some point, Pete Carroll is going to retire, right? I mean, Pete Carroll is almost 70 years old. At some point, Pete Carroll is going to walk away. So there's a chance that John Schneider hangs around Seattle for two or three more years, and this could be his show in 2024, 2025. I mean, I think Pete Carroll is going to try and have a say on who takes his spot in Seattle, who the next head coach of the Seahawks is going to be. But if John Schneider hangs around, John Schneider is going to be running this operation by himself in no time. So I almost think he might have a better shot of staying here.
I'll say this too, Softy. Final thing. The way that the Seahawks are built, and I know it's funny because the Schneider thing came out and then people were like, oh, well, he drafted Malik McDowell. It's like, oh, yeah. they can't make a few mistakes? I mean, geez, no general manager is hit on all seven draft picks every year or whatever it is. But the Kirshners, the Fitterers, Schneider, Carroll, it's just a really good personnel staff, and that's how you want to build your front office. And here in Detroit, we haven't had that.
Well, it's a culture, right? I mean, people use cliches like that all the time. They use words like culture and fit, but it is a culture, right? I mean, it's an absolute winning culture in Seattle. And my concern would be if I did hire John Schneider to be my general manager, and I like John a lot. I think John's done tremendous things, but I do believe that the culture in Seattle was created more by Pete Carroll than it was by John Schneider. I mean, Pete Carroll is just almost over the top, annoying, uber optimism and positivity has kind of been really the hallmark for this franchise for the last 10 years, is never give up attitude. And I know those are cliches and they sound corny and they sound ridiculous. And I got to be honest with you, when they first hired Pete Carroll, I thought he was kind of a con man, right? It's like, really? This is the guy that you got rid of Mike Holmgren for? So you can bring in a two-time loser in the NFL and Pete Carroll, but he's totally reinvented himself. He's one of the great defensive back coaches in the NFL. His defense stunk the first half of the year, and now in the back half of the year, they have one of the best defenses in the NFL with Ken Norton Jr. So as long as Pete Carroll is your head coach, your defense is going to be pretty damn good for the most part. They had their ups and downs this year, but I just wonder how much of what's happening in Seattle, Matt, is more about Pete Carroll and less about John Schneider. I am curious to see what happens if he does eventually one day go out on his own. But if you're John Schneider and you're craving that kind of power, are you more apt to stay in Seattle, ride it out, see what happens with Pete Carroll in a couple of years from now, and then, let's face it, go work for Paul Allen's sister and Jody, who may not be Paul Allen, but I think she's doing a lot of things very similar to Paul Allen. This is going to be one of the great ownership groups in the NFL that will always give you everything you need to succeed. So I just think leaving that and going to work for the Ford family, I don't know, man. That seems like a pretty big risk in my opinion.
Softy, appreciate the insight.
Okay, buddy, anytime. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Dave Softy Mahler, 3 to 7 every day on KJR Afternoon Drive Sports Talk. He's the best in Seattle. We appreciate his time. Busy show today here on Locked On Lions for a Monday. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.